Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. I have been on a journey of learning to hear the Lord's voice, and I don't always get it right, which still kind of takes me aback, because if I'm talking to my mom, I know my mom's voice. If I'm talking to my sister, I know her voice. So there's a little bit of a mystery here of like, okay, what just happened that I got off? Like, how did I fail to recognize? So this will maybe seem like a petty example, but it's kind of in the petty examples maybe that I feel like I'm pressing in for greater clarity. So here we are on the journey together. Thank you. Oh, Lord, we invite you to be present. So I had gone to a conference and I had made a plan. Initially, I was going to stay through Saturday night, and then there was an invitation to dinner for Saturday night, and I thought, well, I don't really want to drive 3 hours in the dark home after dinner, though I can. You know, like, who knows how late dinner goes? You know, if dinner ends at 8, that's not really a problem. If dinner ends at 9:30, whew, that starts to get late. So, three-hour drive on the far end. So I was kind of holding it open. You know, maybe. Well, then my business partner, Bob, was going to come up to town on Sunday morning. His parents were in need of some help, and so we were going to be kind of in within half an hour. And since normally we're within about 7 hours, maybe 8, it was like, oh, that's actually really fun. Maybe I could swing by and see you, drop some things off, you know, rather than shipping them as I'm on my way home. And so then Saturday morning comes around. I woke up at 5 o'clock and I thought, I need to go home today. As soon as the session is done, I need to leave. And so I got everything packed up. But it was kind of a disappointment to me because I was in the DC area. The cherry blossoms were in bloom. I'd always kind of wanted to see the cherry blossoms. You know, it's kind of like a funny bucket list thing. It wasn't like a deep passion of my heart, but more just like, oh, that would be really fun if I could go do that. And so that was our plan. Like, Bob knows the DC area. He knows how to get around. He knew where to go. And so that was our plan. Like, drop things off, go see the cherry blossoms, then I drive home. And I got up on Saturday morning and I was like, no, I need to leave. I just, you know, like, forget about this little dream, just let it go. And yet I wasn't quite sure. Is it an obedience thing, Lord? And so I sent a message to my prayer shield, like, please pray that I have wisdom to make the right decision. And, you know, there's a part where I just want to be obedient, right? There's such a deep desire to be obedient. And oftentimes those first morning thoughts are from the Lord. And so then I'm continuing to just kind of rest. And I thought, I need to pack up my car and drive separately and like just leave directly after the evening session is done. And then I started to get in my head. And again, but getting in your head, oh, it's tricky. So I started to think, okay, there was that time when we went to see the eclipse in Nashville, and we really felt like, let's just leave now. Let's not stay overnight. We've all taken a nap and we can get back. And it ended up that there was a horrific accident on 95, that happened the next day. So we would have been in completely stopped traffic for about 6 hours if we hadn't left when we did, or I should say if we stuck with the original plan. And so I always come back to that story like, Lord, you really saved me out of what would have been a pretty traumatic situation with five young children in the car, etc. So, okay, so if I'm supposed to leave right after this event is done, am I going to be stopped by a horrific traffic? Is there going to be a drunk driver on the road that hits me if I'm not obedient? So a lot of kind of, in retrospect, a lot of fear-based ideas. And this is so hard to admit. Also, that sense of, like, if I get it wrong, how am I going to be punished? And in retrospect, this isn't necessarily a moral moral issue, as my mom would say. Whether I stay an extra hour or three in DC, or, you know, drive back with my friends in order to get a car to keep the space in the driveway free so that there is ample parking for everyone, it's just actually not that big of a deal, right? Like, and yet it is a big deal if you're doing it wrong, I guess, or, you know, if you happen to be on the wrong side of the stop traffic because of the car accident or whatever. Like, you can argue it in your mind. And so finally, I was just wrestling with the Lord. And it did feel like a wrestle. Like, what am I even doing here? And I finally just thought, I'm not going to drive separately because I'm not a confident parker. There is limited parking space. Let me at least be honoring of the request to please carpool when possible. And so even though internally I was still kind of in angst about this decision, I rode over with my friends and it was lovely. It was like, 20 extra minutes with my friends. What a joy. And don't have to drive through DC myself and don't have to park. All of the reasons why I didn't want to drive to begin with, but wanted to be obedient. And so I was sitting through this workshop, and about 2 p.m., all of a sudden I thought, oh, I don't have to leave today. And there was like this little release of like, I'm not too tired. I don't have a headache from warfare, spiritual warfare. I am in a good place. I will have a good time at dinner with all of my friends. And then I thought, I can call my husband and just double check, you know, hey, hun, I know I had originally said I would come home on Saturday. If I come home on Sunday, were you expecting me by noon, or is it okay if I stay later? And he was like, oh, you had said that you were coming home Sunday, so I just assumed Sunday night. So I had kind of created this whole narrative for myself that wasn't even true. And I was talking to Bob about it later because I was like, Bob, I'm actually grieved that I got my signals so mixed up. And I think all of these things have threads. So it can be really hard, I think, even in retrospect, to say, okay, where was the way of peace? And in some ways I could say, oh, well, I found the way of peace at 2 p.m. when there was a settling in my spirit, like, you can stay and be with your friends. You can stay and, or like, you can check with your husband and make sure it's okay and that you're on the same page. And so once all of that had happened, it was like, oh, now my way has cleared before me. But before that, there was a little bit of a, I don't know if it was a sense of hurry or a sense of worry. And it's so subtle. I think that's part of what I'm just trying to get across, or even help my own brain to process in this adventure of learning to hear the Lord's voice, that if somebody had said, what's the way of peace? And maybe that's my question to myself when I get in these little modes, you know, kind of maybe don't assume that that first thought is always, always going to be from the Lord. To say, often it is, but test the spirits, you know. Oh, okay, that's probably a good rule of thumb. And so if somebody had said, what's the way of peace? I could have probably identified, oh, I don't actually know because I don't feel peaceful either direction yet. And so I need to wait to make a decision until I know, while at the same time preparing for either way. So I think it was a faithful decision for me to pack my stuff and be prepared to go. And in retrospect, that was actually a kind decision to myself, because just how the day, Saturday night, Sunday morning, how they played out, it was good to not have to do all of my packing Sunday morning. But anyway, I don't know if you have any thoughts on getting your wires crossed a little bit and hearing God's voice. It's a challenging thing to talk about because, again, it is really subtle. So anyway, Lord, in the school of prayer that you have me in, I could say thank you for your guidance. Thank you that you continue to walk alongside. Lord, I think sometimes in the places where we don't hit it quite right, you have such grace. You have such kindness. Thank you, Lord. And so, Lord, I ask that you would continue to speak, that you would continue to just have patience with us as we figure this out. Lord, I really would prefer not to be a deaf sheep. I mean, that seems like that would be pretty horrible. So, Lord, thank you for all of the ways that you continue to guide, teach, and love us. We love you, Lord. Amen.